My father built a house for my stepmother in the mountains, and he often sees his mistress on the sly. My mother is a lesbian, and she comes for Christmas dinner with her partner to my father's house for pie. My father travels around the world, making friends with other girls, and my stepmom drinks alone and often cries. But she also has several lovers on the side as she rants about my father's little lies. Now she was once the principal at an alternative high school where they put on plays about the Marquis de Sade. She tutored my gay uncle who was trying to find himself. This was long before he moved out to Cape Cod. After divorce, my dad was free to woo her in his fashion, and she capitulated even though she was living with a physicist who raised rabbits for their meat and didn't know my father was her other beau. Eventually, she chose my pop, stopped calling it dating. They started procreating in the woods. My father made a fortune, my mother built a porch, and they shared me back and forth through childhood. My father gave me sex talks. He'd never gotten sex talks. He got my mother pregnant the first time. They chose to find a doctor on the wrong side of the tracks. It was easier than crossing the state line. But even more than sex talks, what influenced me most was seeing my uncle die of AIDS. So as my friends took chances in sexual circumstances, I learned to play guitar and get good grades. It's a mixed-up modern family. A mixed-up modern family. And true, maybe I know a little too much about the history of my mixed-up modern family. Now my mother had, of course, by then grown tired of dating divorced men and started batting for the other team. I met a girl who liked that fact. Her mom, too, was a dyke, in fact, and I woke up 8 years later from that dream. Her father died of Huntington's, my grandfather of Parkinson's. Their suffering was nature's reprimand. To a wife-beater and pedophile, appropriate diseases for two men who never could control their hands. Now learning why my grandfather was fired as camp counselor explains why my step-uncles are so off. And why I always seem to feel him breathing heavy next to me whenever doctors do the hold and cough. I also know too much about my grandmother's vagina. Her first husband's penis was too thick. Because the doctors sewed her up too tight after she'd given birth, so when he died, she went and found a thinner dick. Now my stepmom is recovered and she's writing about her life. She sends me long accounts of her affairs. My father lives alone now, but still calls her his wife. I guess they both have love enough to share. For they talked it out and stated that the passion had abated in menopause when she became deranged. So now that it's all on the table, their love's stronger and more able to accept the fact that nothing's really changed. We're still a mixed-up modern family. A mixed-up modern family. And true, maybe I know a little too much about the history of my mixed-up modern family. But I love my mixed up modern family.